This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Historic matchup. Ravens celebrating the 30th year of their existence, which means 30 years from when the team moved from here, inspired me, Andy, to look at some of the players who played for both franchises. Oddly enough, there are tons of them. Tons of them. According to ProFootballReference.com, 81 different men have played for both franchises.
80? Well, I guess when you think about the initial
A lot of them went. But it, you know, they didn't take 65 guys because that, you know, the team, they got rid of some guys and everything else. But a lot of guys played for both franchises. And some names that you might be surprised about. Some pretty good talent all the way around. Shall we start with the defense, Mr. Menigan? That's Dan's cue to play the music.
Are you doing what, network filling right now?
I am, you know. Do, 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 do. Okay, we're not going to get the music.
Oh,
hey,
there you go.
What do you know?
I just did that to make you stop.
Thanks. Yeah, thank you. I appreciate that. Let's start on the defensive line, shall we?
Okay.
At defensive end. Okay, you had a really nice career. Rob Burnett. Lined up with recent Brown and Raven, Za'Darius Smith.
Okay.
And... Well, hey, you
gotta, I'm listening.
It's not like we're, you know, we're not bringing in Bubba Smith.
I know.
We got to pick what we have. And I'm going with the third defensive end, Mr. Paul Kruger.
Oh, I liked him.
And as an honorable mention, Jadeveon Clowney, who didn't play, you know, terribly long for either franchise.
It's not a bad defense, though.
It's not a bad defensive line, is it?
No, it's not bad. No. It's not better than what the Browns
At
have
At defensive
now,
but... tackle, I had to improvise.
Okay.
James Jones, who was one heck of a nice guy.
Okay.
James was a pretty good player.
Hang on, I got to look that up in Pro Football Reference. Nice guy.
And I, there's no stat. And I moved over.
I think it's a percentage.
I moved Anthony Unpleasant to defensive tackle from defensive line.
Why would you say that? End. Was he not pleasant to talk to?
How can you not call him Anthony Unpleasant when his name is Anthony Pleasant?
Oh, I thought
it's
maybe you had
fun,
a run
isn't
in.
It?
No, I thought you had a run in.
No, Anthony was nice. He was all right.
Okay.
But he played defensive tackle later on. So he could have played defensive tackle. I'm putting him at defensive tackle. So there's your defensive line of players that played for both the Ravens and the Browns.
Also, I feel like it just needs to be said.
Ding!
Over all of this.
I had to, boy, did I have to improvise at linebackers. I couldn't come up with too many good ones. Mike Caldwell, who went on after playing in the NFL for a while to become a longtime coach. He's still coaching in the NFL, former defensive coordinator of the Jaguars. You remember Mike Caldwell when he was here? And L.J. Fort.
L.J. Fort
are your linebackers.
Yeah, they go old school on that.
Safety, one of the great safeties, and it's a tragedy that he died so young. Eric Turner, number two overall pick of the Browns at safety. He went with the team when they moved to Baltimore. And Mr. Stephen Moore, who was a pretty good dude. I like Stephen. Honorable mention, Benny Thompson. Benny gets an honorable mention. At cornerback, the guy with the greatest smile, I think, of any professional athlete I've ever met, Corey Fuller. Remember Corey?
Oh, corner? I had a fantastic interview with Corey Fuller once. I'll never forget it.
Corey
almost
was,
got into a fight with another beat writer in town who I consider a friend now.
Nice.
Over that, yes. I'll never forget that.
Corey was kind of like Kenny Lofton.
Yeah.
Really, really nice guy.
And always accessible to the media?
As long as you put up with the gruff beginning.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Yeah. The other cornerback, Antonio Langham. Hmm. Antonio Langham. Players who have played for both the Browns and the Baltimore Ravens. So that defense is okay. On the offensive side of the ball, actually a pretty good offensive line. Your center, the man in the Browns bandana on the Ravens' first ever game.
A champion for you, Browns
God
fans.
Bless you, Steve Everett.
Steve Everett.
Artistic guy.
I think he deserves a statue. So.
Well, maybe.
We can see
as long as he's wearing the bandana.
Yeah.
Your guards, pretty good. Kevin Zeitler, who's played for, how many teams has Kevin played for now? Is it 47?
Three? No, come
Is it 47 different
Just
teams for Kevin
AFC
Zeitler?
Just every AFC North team, right?
He's still playing.
He played for Cincinnati, played for Baltimore, played for the Browns, played for the Lions. He's still going. And Wally Williams.
Don't even remember him.
You don't remember Wally Williams?
Not really.
Oh, no. Wally was a nice fella. And your offensive tackles.
He also, by the way, Zeitler also played for the Giants, and now he's playing for the Titans now.
47 different teams.
Mm-hmm.
Bengals, your offensive
Browns, Giants,
tackles.
Ravens, Lions, Titans.
Zeus.
Oh, Zeus.
Orlando Brown Sr.
Yeah, bummer.
And Tony Jones.
Hmm.
Both men are no longer with us.
Yeah. Big boys.
Tony Jones was a really nice guy. I like Tony a lot. Your tight end, Andy, congratulations. You have a tight end on the team, Mr. Ben Watson.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about Ben Watson. Yeah, I liked him.
Very smart.
I like Ben
very smart fella, Ben Watson. Your honorable mention on the defense or tight end, Brian Kinchin. Remember Brian Kinchin?
I can't believe this is a list. Yes, keep going. Yes.
Wide receivers, Michael Jackson.
Dyson?
Or Michael Dyson, depending on the week.
Yes.
Michael Jackson, who actually was pretty productive for both teams.
That Dyson guy could run a sweeper play, couldn't he?
One of the original Browns, Kevin Johnson. I got that.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Kevin Johnson. Kevin was with the Ravens for a short period of time, but he had a good career with the Browns.
Yes.
And Derek Alexander. Your honorable mention at wide receiver. He didn't play real long for either team. Odell Beckham Jr. Those aren't bad wide receivers. Michael Jackson, Kevin Johnson, Derek Alexander. I'd take him over the ones we have now.
Mm-hmm.
And Odell Beckham is your honorable mention.
Yeah.
Andy, here you go. You ready?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
There better be a super friend of the show in this list.
Keep going. Running backs.
There are two super friends of the show.
Your
in this
running
list.
Backs.
Yes.
Just calm down. Okay. Your running backs on the all-time players who played for both the Browns and the Ravens.
Yes.
Jamal Lewis.
The pride of South Dakota.
Oh, it was Jamal Lewis.
Oh, wrong one.
Jamal Lewis.
Wrong one.
Andy.
Yeah.
He was really good for both teams.
Come on, can we get to the super friend of the show? Yes, say it.
Ernest Biner.
What? This list is...
Just stop.
Stop.
Just stop. Give me time.
Ugh.
I'm talking about the guys who were the best guys. Nothing against our super friend of the show,
wow,
whose name will be mentioned momentarily.
All right, you better
get Ernest Biner
there.
Was a better NFL player than our buddy.
Okay. I don't know that he was
Jamal
better.
Lewis and Ernest Biner
stats,
are your running backs.
Although I do like Ernest Biner. I think he's a good dude.
Your honorable mentions.
Yeah?
Former Indians season ticket holder Leroy Horde.
Okay.
And super friend of the show, Jamel White.
Oh, sugar booger.
There you go.
Serious? He's an honorable mention. He should have been first team All-American on that. Keep going.
Jamal Lewis was really good, man. As Butch Davis once said, if we only eliminated those three runs that went for 60 or more yards, we'd just really shut them down.
Have we done special teams yet?
Yeah, just relax, will you?
Keep
Your
going.
Quarterbacks. More than a few, actually.
You got to start with Vinny, right?
No. Really?
Okay. Mm-hmm. You start with Joe?
I am.
Okay, you start with Joe Flacco. All right.
Joe was really substantial in Baltimore.
Mm-hmm.
And so even though he hasn't had much of a Browns career yet, Joe Flacco's got to be the guy. Joe did more in Baltimore than Vinny Testaverde did in Cleveland and Baltimore combined. But Vinny's my honorable mention at quarterback, along with Trent Dilfer.
Oh, all right. I get that.
Could have had Eric Zier, too. But Joe Flacco's the guy. So your offense, Joe Flacco, Jamal Lewis, Ernest Biner, Michael Jackson, Kevin Johnson, Derek Alexander, Ben Watson, and Steve Everett, Kevin Zeitler, Wally Williams, Orlando Brown, and Tony Jones. On special teams, a man who I said, hey, do you know this guy who you went to Louisiana Tech with? And he told me, yeah, I got into a fight with him on a bus and I beat the crap out of him. Kicker Matt Stover.
Oh.
I thought, okay, that's nice of you to say you beat the crap out of this kid that I knew.
Hmm.
That's what he said.
Sorry.
And then our punter on the team.
Another super friend of the show. This better be. If it's not, I'm walking out the... Okay, good.
Who I was in his house after he was drafted out of Ohio
Dang.
University and went to the Baltimore Ravens. And we got done with the interview and I congratulated him for being drafted. I had to go to Baltimore. And I guess, yeah, I know.
Ding.
Mr. Dave Zastadil.
Well done.
Who
was
played
a long
for,
snapper?
Who played for three different teams. Yeah, I'm going to Steve Everett.
Oh, okay. Right.
Steve Everett's the guy.
All right.
But oddly enough, a real long group of guys that went to both teams. Could we make Ted Marchibroda the coach since he actually coached the Ravens out of the Browns facility for a while?
No, you can't do that.
All right, well.
No.
Ravens have had only...
Well, it'd be like if you could, then would you add Bill Belichick because he was still...
I don't know if he ever...
When they moved...
Yeah, he was
when
technically...
When they moved, he was technically their
But he
coach.
Never coached a game for them.
Yeah. He would have wrote on a napkin.
Since the Ravens have been in existence, they've only had three head coaches.
That's...
That's a kick in the shorts.
It's
Browns
a difference
fans.
Maker, though, isn't it?
And they had, you know, Brian Billick was pretty good.
Hmm.
I remember chatting with Brian Billick
mm-hmm.
in the Browns facility
mm-hmm.
when he interviewed for the Browns job.
Mm-hmm.
And then he took the Ravens gig, and we all thought, oh, boy.
Hmm.
And then he got that gig.
Yeah.
That was rough. Dwight's in Cleveland. Dwight.
What's up, Dwight? Sleeping? What do you got going on there?
Dwight.
I think Dwight's sleeping. Dwight, you there?
Dwight gets 3 seconds. Three?
No,
Dwight gets 3 seconds.
Two,
oh, one.
There we
He's
go.
Back.
Dwight woke up. Congratulations.
Hi, Dwight.
How
Welcome
are
to
you?
The show.
I didn't know who you were talking about because this isn't Dwight. This is Drake from Cleveland.
Drake?
It says Dwight right here on the screen, Drake. I apologize.
Drake, hang on. Who answered the phone?
I can only go by what I see.
Okay. Sorry about that.
I can only go
What's
by
up,
what
Drake?
I see.
I'm wondering why we give a care. Like, I don't really give a fat rat's cheek about what Baltimore is doing. We have an opportunity to go in there and spoil that fun. You're bringing in all kind of Hall of Famers and everything to celebrate a victory that you haven't earned yet. So I don't want to hear about what they're celebrating. I want to hear about what the Browns are going to do, go in there and take their heart from them.
Say it, Drake. I couldn't agree with you more.
Yeah, it's not like we don't have a chance to win the game. I can understand that we ain't have a chance to win the game. This is their time to solidify themselves and gain some respect. So I don't want to hear about Boston. I don't care what they're planning. Good. Thank
Boston.
You for planning something we can ruin.
Drake?
Thank you.
Go.
Thank you
Keep going.
Are you done, Drake?
I'm done. Thank you for taking my call.
All right.
You got
no
it,
more.
Drake.
We're on the Cleveland path, not the Baltimore one.
Drake,
right, Drake
thank you very much.
Oh.
Drake, God bless you.
I'm so bummed. Can I go behind the curtain? The line. What was the original name we thought it was?
Dwight.
We thought it was Dwight, and somewhere or another he snuck on the air because he said... The line was, the Browns just need to go to Baltimore and take a beating. I was waiting for that. That's the man, you want to talk about a curveball. Oh, I was so prepared.
Corrali doing a great job screening all these things.
Oh, man. I don't know.
Way to go, Matt.
That's like you're being down, you know, 0-2.
Yeah, that was not my finest moment. I even caught him. I was like, oh, what's up, Dwight? Like, what do you want to? And he didn't correct me. And I'm like, well, shoot.
Nothing wrong with it. Can't be
any fixed.
There you go.
We'll can't get it be fixed. Any worse than that, that called strike in the ninth inning against Kwan last night.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.